doing our Father a disservice. Doing our Father a disservice. There's a compelling need to address a few related issues that show up in current events. We're witnessing a perversion of power in a most insidious manner, considering the following definition. Insidious, adjective. Working or spreading harm in a subtle or stealthy manner. Intended to entrap. Treacherous. We are witnessing the separation of children from their families, and then the children are being placed in detention centers. This is because there is a belief that there was a violation of law in which incarceration is justified. The growing number of children being placed in detention centers is happening at such a rapid rate that the capacity to contain these children is quickly dwindling. These children are being sent all over this country, here in the United States, far and apart from their parents and their families. Diversity, equity, and inclusion has become a new catchphrase, a new buzz word or phrase. It's a shorthanded way of saying that, you know, there's a consideration for inviting others, that Mother America is here with open arms to embrace that which is different. That invitation is turning out to be nothing more than empty lip service. It seems as if more people who show up, who appear to be different, the more creative the ways are becoming to reject them. The more creative the methods being used to negatively impact them. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions referenced scripture from the Bible as a means of justifying the removal of children from their families. Now, his theological or religious training isn't necessarily that clear, but he did quote scripture as a justification for the actions generated out of his office. There is a word that also deserves some light here, some lifting up. The word is theocracy. Consider the following definition for theocracy. It's a noun. Government ruled by or subject to religious authority. A community or political unit under such government direction. Does this mean that Attorney General Sessions is now the theological Attorney General? Does this mean that this government is being informed by the Bible? Are we now using the Bible as guidance for good governance? If these statements are true, is this what it means to be one nation under God? I think not, and here's why. Jeff Sessions referred to Romans 13. Now, Romans 13 was used to support the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act. That act required that U.S. citizens were bound to return slaves back to enslavement if they were discovered to have run away or escaped. There's a pattern here, and it's becoming quite unsettling in terms of how clear this pattern is revealing itself. In Luke chapter 10, verse 29, there is that question, who is my neighbor? There's a familiar story about neighbors in that chapter of the Bible where they talk about the Good Samaritan. We're familiar with the Good Samaritan story. Where a traveler was traveling, he got mugged, and it was in an area where, you know, Samaritans were not known to be helpful. The stereotype message was that that was a bad neighborhood. To be in Samaria, well, you better look out. But then there was this Good Samaritan who came along and helped this gentleman who had been the victim of a crime. And the point of the story is that the stereotype was false. The lumping together of all of these folks as being bad or evil was inaccurate. There was no truth behind it. The Good Samaritan, which in all likelihood was not just one Good Samaritan, but the Good Samaritan demonstrated that he or she may have been more typical than expected and certainly defied the stereotype. The stereotype proved to be false. So I would offer that we cannot do our Father a disservice. We cannot allow that which is insidious to continue. We cannot allow theocracy to rule. We cannot allow our children to be taken from their fathers, from their parents. But what can we do? What can we do? We can insert the true meaning of the Bible and the true wishes of God the Father on this Father's Day. We can show that the power of love, the love of God, is stronger than the foolish meaning others may give or hear from the likes of Jeff Sessions. We can transcend all of this and accomplish what God has set us out to do. We can know our neighbor and act on the wishes of our Father, who wants us to care for and protect our neighbor. That's what we can do. God bless.